All right, welcome to Black Hawk Church. My name is Chris, one of the pastors on the teaching team here at Black Hawk. Welcome to those of you who are with me here in this room at our Brader Way site, those of you who are watching in one of the venues across the hall, or those of you who are watching on a screen at the Upper House, at Black Hawk Downtown, or at Savannah Oaks Middle School, Black Hawk Fitchburg. Welcome to Black Hawk Church. Did I tell people who I was? Yeah. Pastor on a teaching team, yeah. It's actually worse than that. I'm actually the lead pastor here at Black Hawk Church. So my title is senior pastor, probably because I'm probably the only oldest pastor on staff here at Black Hawk Church. But here's the deal. Every year at this time, right around this time, because I'm the lead pastor, my job is to give what we call basically the vision talk about where I see as a lead pastor, where I see us going in the future. This is one of the hardest talks I have to put together because I don't see into the future very well. The future to me is like a fog, basically. I don't do future well. I'm a Cubs fan. All my life, I've been saying, this is the year. This could be the year. I've only been right once, so I don't have a really good track record when it comes to reading the future. But I can read the Bible. And when I read the Bible, it's crystal clear to me what kind of church God wants us to be. I have no question about that at all. It's crystal clear. It's actually really pretty simple. So every year at this time, I put together this talk. Now, this year, it's been a little easier because we just went through a book in the Bible. Paul wrote to the people who live in Ephesus, and that book's called Ephesians. And Ephesians is all about the church, what God wants for his church. We called that series that we were in Beyond Measure. And look at the way those words are spelled there. So the idea is that if we are beyond me, then we will be the kind of people that are beyond measure. So I've really kind of entitled this talk basically, Beyond Ourselves. Because if we're the kind of church that is beyond ourselves, we'll be kind of the church that is like beyond measure. If we're like for the other person. And that fits perfectly with like our mission statement. So our mission statement is, do you remember our mission statement? It's building a community to well, you can see it now with it's on the slide. That's the small version. You should see that everywhere around Black Hawk. So we don't kind of force you to memorize that sounded bad, doesn't it? To memorize the longer version. But the short version is simple. Building a community to reach a community. The longer version is this. Building a loving community that follows Christ in order to reach a community that's lost without him. So we're in our mission. We're to build a loving community, and then we're to like reach out beyond ourselves. So I want to talk a little bit about how that might happen and what that might look like in this next year. Now, here's the deal. Many of us are visitors right now, and we're like visiting Black Hawk Church for the first time, and we're thinking, oh my gosh, I chose kind of a bad Sunday to come. You didn't choose a bad Sunday. This is like the best Sunday, because I'm telling you, I'm like the lead pastor around here. Again, I'm going to, from my heart, I'm going to say, this is what I think God wants us to be as a church. So if you're kicking the tires about Christianity or about Black Hawk Church, you're thinking about maybe coming back, this is a great Sunday to be here. All right, first, if we're going to be a church that's beyond ourselves, a church that's beyond measure, we are going to be a church, according to the book of Ephesians, that's filled with the love of Christ. We're just filled. Everything that happens here, because we're motivated, we're filled with the love of Christ. And if you read the book of Ephesians, this is like all over the book of Ephesians. Here is the first chapter. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. Here's another one. Be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in, what does it say? Love. Here's another one. Instead, speaking the truth in what? We will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. And then from the very last verses of the letter, peace to the brothers and sisters, and love with faith from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with an undying love. From the beginning to the end in the book of Ephesians, this basically is about how God wants his people to be filled with love. In fact, in the middle of the letter, there is this prayer. Do you guys know this prayer? Yeah, because we assigned this prayer for you like weeks ago, and last week we had you guys try to recite this prayer. And I wasn't on the platform last week, but I was going around to different sites, and it was so cool when they put this prayer up on the screen. You can put it up now. To have so many people kind of, when it's on the screen, to look down and then recite the prayer. Oh my gosh, I just love to see that. So you might want to do that again, or if you have to look at it, that's okay. But we wanted everyone to memorize this prayer. Read it together with me or recite it. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we could ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen. If we are going to be the kind of church that God wants us to be, we are going to be filled with love. We're going to be filled with love. But that's easy to say. It's harder to do. Here, let me draw a picture of my heart. All right, there's my heart. And sometimes, if my heart was like a tank, I don't have a lot of fuel in my love tank. That's my wife. Sometimes I just don't have a lot. I'm like running on empty. And it comes out when I'm like, I might be mean to her, or to somebody I work closely with, I might snap at them. And you guys will look at me and go, oh, you would never do that. Well, you don't know me. Absolutely. Sometimes my love tank is like empty. I don't know if that's ever happened to you. I just don't have a lot of energy for other people or anything. My love tank is empty. What does that passage that you memorized, what does it actually say? It says that out of the riches of God's grace, out of his riches, he would strengthen us with power through his Spirit so that, what? Do you guys know the verse? So that Christ might dwell in your hearts through faith. And you being rooted and established in love may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the what? The love of Christ. So that our heart is just filled with love. See, we don't have the ability to do this on our own. It comes from the riches of God's grace. God wants his people to be filled by the power of the Holy Spirit with Christ and Christ's love. And when that happens to an individual and then to a group of individuals, that love just, it just comes out. And we start doing the kind of things that God wants us to do. That's why we do Love Madison. Love Madison is next week. And for the 10th year in a row, we've canceled a Sunday service on a perfectly good Sunday. We cancel it. And we tell all of our people to go out and to love this city and love this county. Why do we do that? Well, we're up to something. No. We We love this place. We're trying to be filled with the love of Christ. And we demonstrate that love by just, there's all kinds of organizations, you guys, in this city. They're constantly trying to make this city a better place. Constantly. All kinds. And we just say, how can we help? How can we help? Next Sunday, we're going to be partnering with about 46 different community organizations. 46. We got 86 different projects. No services, you guys. We just show up and just ask somebody who's doing stuff in the city, how can we help? How can we help? And we start helping. And man, community organizations love it when we do that kind of a thing. Last year, we did about the same number of organizations, and we got some thank you notes from about every one of them. Let me read three of the thank yous that we got from last year. This is from the Salvation Army. We had an amazing night of fellowship playing bingo at the Singles Women's Shelter. Women from all walks of life came together to enjoy each other's company. More importantly, the time we spent together was relaxing, filled with laughter and many blessings, watching all of the women enjoy for the evening our new friends from Blackhawk Church. For that brief time, they had no worries. It was just happiness. This is from Badger Prairie Needs Network. We could not be happier with the volunteers you sent our way today. Their energy was off the charts positive, and they all showed up on time with tons of energy and a willingness to be flexible with the different assignments. Your teams did more in one day than it would have taken our shift volunteers to accomplish in 2 months. We loved this event and hope you'll invite us to participate with you again in the future. One more. This is from Oakwood Village. While both groups were volunteering, I was stopped by several of the residents of Oakwood Village. They commented to me on how hardworking everyone was and how wonderful it was that they were here on such a nice, beautiful day when they could have been doing something else with their time. I also witnessed incredible love from your volunteers for the residents who stopped to talk to them. Doing something as simple as repairing grass damage from winter makes property their home more beautiful. This instills a sense of pride in everyone that lives here. We do love Madison because we love Madison. This is a great place to live, you guys. And there's all kinds of organizations that are doing all kinds of wonderful things, and they need some help. So how can we help? So if you haven't signed up for Love Madison, we want you to go ahead and do that. You can do that at any site or venue today. Next week, no services. Go out and love the city. If we're going to be the kind of church that is beyond ourselves, we can be the kind of church that is filled with the love of Christ. And we demonstrate that, not just by saying it, but we actually do things. Second, if we're going to be a church that is beyond measure, that's beyond ourselves, we're going to be a church that's motivated to share the grace of God with people. Take your Bibles in Ephesians and turn to chapter 2 of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians 2. If you don't have a Bible, that's okay. We'll have it on the screen for you. Ephesians 2, starting with verse 4. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. This is not from yourselves, it's the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. I just love that passage. When we were, as a teaching team, divvying out the passages, I was the one who got that passage. And I was like, awesome, love to preach that passage. In fact, just a few days ago, I was on campus with a Christian organization called Crew, and right before I spoke, a young woman from Crew, an undergraduate at UW, came up to me and she said, you're the pastor that did the grace talk. And I thought, yes. And I was thinking, which talk was that? I can't remember. Well, she said, you know, the thing you're going to, the Ephesians. I said, yes, that's right. She said, oh, Pastor Chris, I brought my roommate that day. And she heard about the grace of God. And she placed her faith in Christ that day. At that moment, I wanted to like bear hug this student right there. But that's a little creepy. So I didn't do that. I just said, oh man, that's fantastic. But inside, I was going, yes, yes, yes. Because we're about that. We're about proclaiming the gospel, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Grace is unmerited favor. That means there's nothing you can do to cause God to love you more. If I do this, 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 he'll love me more. No, grace says, no. It's unmerited. It's not deserved. You can't earn it. You can't do anything to put God in your debt. If I do this, then he's got to. No. I'm like, what? Read the Bible. There's nothing you can do to cause God to love you more. There's nothing you can do to cause God to love you less. It's by grace, if grace is unmerited favor. That's how we enter into it. It's a freeing message, you guys. We begin our relationship with God by grace. And when that happens, our lives are transformed. Like the lives of these people. Watch this.
I grew up raised in the church, so knew about Jesus since I really could comprehend any kind of sentence. But the way I was taught about just being a Christ follower in Christianity was more based on, I call them traditions, because I grew to learn that they weren't in the Bible. They were just things that my church liked us to follow, or that my mom wanted us to do.
I was working for a family who attended services here at Blackhawk, and just the lifestyle that they lived and the generosity of them just led me to question my beliefs, and I wanted to get to know what led them live the lifestyle that they did, and they invited me to attend services here at Blackhawk.
It kind of took me away from Christ, especially in high school. But I came here to college, and Noelle happened to be the girl that lived across from me in my dorm, and she reintroduced me to Christ and introduced me to Blackhawk.
After a few months of attending services here at Blackhawk, I wanted to accept Christ into my life, and just been growing in my faith ever since.
It's more about having relationships, and it's about love, having a relationship with God, and knowing that God loves me so much that he sent his son to die for me.
Been learning about God's grace, and just even though I'll never fully understand the gift of God's grace, I'll just spend the rest of my life learning how, and just learning how to walk in his ways and commit my life to ways that honor him and my family and my wife and all those who I come encounter with. I wanted to get baptized for publicly announce my commitment to God and live a lifestyle that honors him.
I want to get baptized because, one, I figured that if I can have a cross tattoo, I probably can get baptized. And also just that I have dedicated my life to being one of his many image bearers. And so this is a symbol of that.
Steph, because of your faith in Jesus, in him alone for your salvation, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Buried with Christ and raised to walk a new life. Eric, it's because of your faith in Jesus Christ, in him alone for your salvation, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Buried with Christ and raised to walk a new life.
Is that awesome? That's awesome. I mean, let's go ahead and clap. It's okay. Totally. Awesome. So that's why we exist, you guys. I mean, to share the gospel. And the Holy Spirit uses ordinary Blackhawkers. Did you hear their story? Stephanie said she had a friend who came here named Noel. And Eric's story is he knew a family that came here. And it's just ordinary Blackhawkers that are just reaching out and saying, hey, check us out. Hey, do you know about this? That's why we started the Reach Initiative last year, you guys. The Reach Initiative is about, well, it's about reaching. It's about reaching our community. And we had four different things in the Reach Initiative that we were going to do. One of those things in the Reach Initiative was that we were going to, if Lord willing, if you guys were behind it, we would build a building at Fitchburg. So our Fitchburg campus, you can see on this map where the Fitchburg campus is. And they're meeting right now at Savannah Oaks Middle School. But because of the generosity, of your generosity, we're going to be able to build a building there for them. Let's look at where we are in the financials right now with this. This is actually, you can grab this bulletin and you can look at it, and the numbers are up there. So the Reach gifts that we've received so far is $6.3 million so far that we've actually reached, that you guys have actually given so far. And then the total intentions, and it goes through the end of 2019, is $11.6 million. You guys, if we come through on our intentions, we're going to be able to build a building and have like no debt. That's the goal of this whole thing. We want to reach our community, and that's why we're building a building in Fitchburg. If everything goes right, and the Planning Commission in Fitchburg like passes the plans that we have a relationship with an architect and a builder in town, and if that all goes by the Planning Commission in June, then sometime late summer or by September, we'll hope to break ground there in Fitchburg. So praise God. I can hear them shouting and screaming at Savannah Oaks Middle School right now. They haven't had a building. They've existed since March 2013. And man, it's going to make a huge difference as we reach more and more people. If you would like to be a part of Reach, you can always join the Reach Initiative. You can go on our website and everything is clear right there. And you can join and just be a part of that. Hey, before I move on, if you are looking at this bulletin, go ahead and everybody pull this out. You should receive one when you came into your venue. Every month, we kind of post numbers down there, financials, and you can see what the reach is, but I want to call your attention to the general fund. So you see that number in red there, okay? So let me just talk for a second. And if you're a visitor, what I'm going to say now, it has nothing to do with you. If this is not your church home in Madison, so you're our guest, never, ever give anything. We're just happy to have you. You're welcome, absolutely. But those of us who consider Blackhawk our church home in Madison, there's three kinds of givers that we have at Blackhawk. The first kind of giver we have is a giver who gives on a regular basis. It's just part of their discipleship. It's part of their stewardship. They just give on a regular basis. The second kind of giver we have is someone who's just started to give. And they're going, oh my gosh, I need to start giving. And they give. The third type of giver that we have is the giver who gives zero. Like, not a little, but nothing. And there's actually a lot of people. Like about 1 out of 5 people or so. So I want to just talk to those of you who've decided not going to give anything. One, we like prepare a meal here for you from the Word of God. And you hear it and hear, or your children hear it, or your students hear it, and we're preparing a meal for you. Would you go to a restaurant after someone's put a meal in front of you and just like walk away? No. We do here. Really? I just wanted to say that. Like, why? All right. It's real quiet in here. So here's the deal today. If you're one of those people who give zero, and before you heard me say that, you decided you were not going to give anything, you're just going to keep your regular today, don't give. Do not give today at all. Don't give. Because if you gave anything today, it's because I just said that little thing and you feel guilty. And we don't want you to give because you feel guilty. I mean, that's part of the reason why we don't pass the plates, you know? We actually make it difficult for people to give here. You got to find a box and stuff. So don't give today. Go home and pray and ask God. The resources that he's given to you, how are you stewarding those resources? Just ask him. Just pray. And if it's about guilt, the thing that I just said, well, you'll forget about it. But if it's the Holy Spirit, your patterns will start to change. We're going to become the kind of church that God wants us to be when every one of us is filled with the love of Christ. And that love forces us to be people of grace and generosity, and we can become the kind of people God wants us to be. Third, we're going to become a church that is beyond measure, a church that God wants us to be, when we are reaching across ethnic lines, when we're reaching people who are not like us, whatever you're like. Majority of us here are white, but you may not be white. You're of another ethnicity. When we reach people who are not like us, then we can become the kind of church God wants us to be. Look at Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians 2, and start down with verse 14. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near. For through him, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Now, if you remember, as we went through Ephesians, Paul is talking about two different ethnic groups, the Jewish people and the non-Jewish people, basically called the Gentiles. And he's saying to the Jewish people and the Gentile people, this barrier of hostility, because you're both in Christ, that's gone. There's no barrier anymore. God's plan is to make one new multi-ethnic humanity. It was his plan for Israel, but Israel failed. Israel didn't reach out to the other nations. They were so self-absorbed. So now this is Kingdom of God 2.0. And Kingdom of God 2.0, filled with the Holy Spirit, it's supposed to be different kinds of people coming together, because God's vision is that people from all kinds of different places would come to know Christ, be a part of his kingdom. We see that in the book of Revelation. After this, John says, I looked up and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. If you don't like to be around different kinds of people, you're not going to like that kind of kingdom, because that's what that's all about. It's basically all kinds of different people. I got a taste of that in February when our Blackhawk Chinese ministry hosted a Chinese New Year celebration for the community. I was in the atrium, and then I turned around with my iPhone and took this picture. Our atrium here at Brader Way is just filled with Mandarin-speaking folks. About probably maybe a fourth of that group is Blackhawk Chinese ministry, and the other three-fourths probably of that room, maybe two-thirds, are people who they just reached out to and say, hey, let's have some great food, and the whole thing is in Mandarin. It was fantastic. I was sitting at a table in the atrium, and I was with people who've never been to Blackhawk Church before. They don't go to church at all. And one couple, their parents were here from China. And there's an older couple. And this older couple, they didn't speak any English at all. No English. I was sitting next to this woman, and of course it's Chinese food, and so I had some chopsticks. Everybody in the atrium had chopsticks. I thought, well, I'm gonna eat like with chopsticks. And I was making a mess. I was making a mess. And I was really getting hungry because none of that food was actually getting into my mouth. I had like no utensils at all, just chopsticks. This woman from China who felt sorry for me put her chopsticks down, grabbed my hands, and molded them around these chopsticks this lady who's never been to church, she has no idea who I am, and she's like molding, and then she's like talking to me like in Mandarin, like, you know, just like this, basically, like, you know, hey, idiot, you know, it's like this. I'm sure she didn't say that. But it's like, you know, it's like this. Because when she did it, they were like an extension of her fingers, basically. And when she was molding my hands around those chopsticks, right there, and I knew it was taking place, I wanted to just like reach out and hug her, but that would be creepy. So like I didn't do that kind of thing. But that's you guys. Somebody says, well, how did that start? Oh, how it started. Well, that was from a strategic plan that we wrote out and we gave it to the congregation to vote on. No, it doesn't happen like that around here. It's like no strategic plan, you guys. It's simple. It's people being filled with love and reaching out. That's it. It's like Stephanie's story. It's like Eric's story. Maybe it's like your story. At Eagle Heights on campus, our bus comes by. And years ago, there were some students who were coming to Blackhawk, and some of them spoke Mandarin. There was an older couple who were visiting their son and daughter who are studying here, but this older couple's from rural China, and their grandparents come to see their new grandbaby born in the United States. And this couple's walking around, they speak no English, and they were asking the people who were waiting for this bus what was happening. And because one of the Blackhawkers could speak Mandarin, say, well, we're going to church. And this older couple says, well, we've never been to a church, never church. And this younger student says, come on. And this older couple got in the bus, and they came here. And I don't know if you know that, at Brader Way, we have free coffee. And that couple just got some coffee and then just wandered around the atrium. They had such a good time that the next week, they brought another couple and came back. And the students came up to me and they said, Pastor Chris, we have people out there from rural China. They knew that because of the dialect. Said, they don't understand what's happening here. Can we translate your message for them? Oh, no, you can't do that. Oh, my God. That's low-hanging fruit. Like, are you going to be kidding me? That's how it began, you guys. It's not a strategic plan. It's just people who are filled with love and grace, and they're reaching out. It happened to me. I didn't reach out, but a friend of mine reached out. Coley McNair, he's a pastor of Zion City Church. He reached out to me about 4 years ago, and he said, hey, I want to learn how to be a pastor. Can you... And we started lunching at Culver's, and one thing led to another, and we're best friends. And Zion City Church is growing. It's going through all kinds of different things that a small church goes through, but they're being led by this great guy. The other day, I had Coley come to my book club, and we read a book that he recommended that we read. And it's Many Colors, Sung Chan Ra's fantastic book. And he's kind of in the conversation, and he's helping us to see what it's like to be a Christ follower in Madison if you're African American. We're learning from him. How's that happen? Because he reached out. Because he's filled with the love of Christ, motivated by the grace of God. I can tell you, just as sure as I'm standing up here, that's exactly what God wants. That's what he wants. Every year at this time, the same thing happens towards May as graduates come up to me. Many people who never met me because they're another side or whatever, they come up to me and they say, Pastor Chris, I've been here 4 or 5 years, I've never met you, but I just want to say thanks. And it happened like this a few weeks ago, but it wasn't in person, it was over an email. And I got this woman's permission to read this. I never physically met this woman until just the service before this one. And she came up and she said, yeah, that's me. Hi, Pastor Chris. I moved up from Florida to swim for UW-Madison in 2003 and met my husband in 2004. I didn't know much about Christ prior to college, but by my senior year, my roommate finally broke down my wall and got me to come to Blackhawk. I haven't looked back since. My husband and I married that same year. He started graduate school at UW-Madison 5 years ago, and just this past Friday, we found out that we're moving to a different part of the country where he will continue his graduate studies. We have 3 young children, so this is really tough news. It's going to be a shock to move. We love Black Hawk. We've grown so much here, and we are incredibly thankful for the community at Black Hawk. We met our best friends in our life group, and our kids attend children's programming every week, and honestly, that's why it's going to be so hard to leave. For years, though, I felt we needed a change. We're too comfortable. And openly, we talked about that, and now it's happening. Just a week ago, we gave our first donation to Reach. We've been in a tough spot financially with graduate school and everything, but I received a bonus, and we kicked it off by giving 10%. We were inspired by your sermon, Pastor Chris, in January. It felt amazing to give to Black Hawk. We will continue to give even after moving because we believe in Black Hawk's mission, and the community has completely transformed our lives. Maybe someday we'll return, and you can bet we'll be tuning in from our new hometown. But in the meantime, I just wanted to say thank you. We will greatly miss Black Hawk, but are excited to share the love of Jesus with others, and we are encouraged to be different kind of people. The community of Black Hawk truly embraces our mission, build a community to reach a community, and I hope this mission follows us the rest of our life. Warmly, and she signed her name. Jeez. Why did that happen? Why did that happen? Did you catch that? I read that line loud. Finally, her senior year, her roommate what? Finally broke down my wall, got me to come to Black Hawk. It's simple. It's real simple, you guys. Her roommate's motivated and filled with love, motivated by grace, and just keeps asking and asking, bam. And that whole life, everything. How many lives transformed that? Why? Because somebody reached out. They just reached out. We can become the kind of church that God wants us to be when you just like write a card. You know someone's going through a difficult time and you just reach out to them. Somebody in your neighborhood, somebody in your lab, somebody in your school, you just reach out. You just reach out. And you're motivated because you're filled with love. You read the Bible, you know what's up. Okay? It's an eternal game here we're playing. You know that. And you're just motivated to reach out. It's crystal clear and it's simple. It's about love, it's about grace, and it's about reaching across different kinds of lines. When we do that, we will be a church. It's beyond ourselves. It's beyond measure. It's awesome. Let's pray. Right now, some of us are thinking about a person, a friend that we know. Just that story that I read reminded you of that. So right now, just pray silently where you're at right now. Just pray for the person you're thinking about. Maybe it's your neighbor. Just pray for that person. Father in heaven, we thank you so much. You've been so gracious to us, so loving to us, so generous to us. We pray, Father, that we would, by the power of your Spirit, because we're filled with the love of Christ, with no other agenda except to love the socks off of people, help us, Father, to reach out. And even when someone says, no, 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 that we would be persistent and break down a wall by the power of your Spirit. That we would reach across different kinds of lines, through different kinds of walls, and that we would become a church filled with love, motivated by grace, reaching every kind of person in our area. We pray this in Christ's name, for the sake of his reputation, all God's people said.